Hey there. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Side Hustle School. In this brief, action-packed episode, we're going to address a concern that many freelancers, remote workers, and side hustlers can relate to. That is striking the right work-life balance. You might say alignment. You might prefer a different word, but you probably know what I mean when I say that. Work-life balance, etc., and staying motivated. So our listener, Emily, she is a freelance designer who's been grappling with productivity and motivation while working from home. Haven't we all been there? Or at least haven't a lot of us? We have all struggled from time to time. At least I'm just going to speak for myself. Maybe it's just me. Maybe Emily and I are the only ones who've ever struggled with productivity and motivation. So I'm going to address this episode to Emily and myself, but just in case there's somebody else out there, maybe they can benefit as well. Whether you're a freelancer like her or simply trying to manage your time more effectively, I hope you'll leave this quick episode with something helpful. All right, stay tuned. That detailed question's coming right up.
My name is Emily, and I'm a freelance graphic designer who's been working from home for the last year. I'm finding it hard to separate work from personal life. My biggest struggle is staying motivated and productive. Therefore, my question is, what are some tips for maintaining work-life balance as a freelancer, and how can I increase my productivity and avoid burnout? I know you've answered this question like this before, but it's just such a problem for me and many other people I know. Give it to me straight.
Hey, Emily, I get it. I have been there. I am there frequently. It's not just a past tense situation, but I totally understand that maintaining a work-life balance or alignment as a freelancer can be challenging, especially when working from home. So let's see what we can come up with. I'll give you at least three ideas here. They're not necessarily the most original ideas in the world, but I think they are priorities that are really, really key to stick to in this situation, having been through lots of trial and error myself, as I said. So number one, set a schedule, a consistent daily routine with designated working hours. It doesn't have to be 8 to 5. In fact, it's probably better to really figure out how you like to work and when you need breaks. But you learn that over time, and just having some routine of saying, okay, I'm gonna have some sort of separation from my work hours, my personal hours. And of course, don't forget to schedule those regular breaks and time for lunch, you know, to recharge. Also, whenever possible, create a dedicated workspace. You know, this could be a whole room or an office if you have the ability to do that. Of course, if you don't, like whatever you can possibly do to make it comfortable and organized and a little bit separate from your living or relaxation area. Again, I know people are in different spaces. People are in shared spaces with multiple people working from home and such. But you know, whatever your situation is, do what you can to make it a dedicated workspace. And then even though we're talking about work, I think it's important to prioritize self-care. This is something that a lot of people have been paying more attention to, you know, since the pandemic, rightly so. You know, getting enough sleep, eating well, exercising, just maintaining your physical and mental well-being, which is crucial for productivity and avoiding burnout. And here's a fun fact. It's also crucial for life in general. You know, it's not just like I'm going to do self-care in order to be more productive. I think that's kind of, you know, the wrong way of looking at it. Even though if you take care of yourself, you probably will be more productive. I think the main benefit is just having that overall alignment in your life. And then maybe the last thing is, you know, from time to time, make sure you disconnect. That's difficult for new freelancers or people who are new to working for themselves in general. Just make sure you take some time to unplug from work and don't necessarily have your work email, all your work notifications, all that kind of stuff on your phone so that you can go out in the evening or whatever you like to do and not be distracted. It's so good to like take time away and then come back to work with a fresh perspective. So you're going to get better at this as you do it. Be patient with yourself. Stay committed to finding that balance. And hopefully you're on the way to a healthier and also more productive, but not only productive for the sake of productivity, freelance life. Emily and everyone else out there, I'm cheering you on. Take care of yourself. If you've got a question or some feedback, sidehustleschool.com/questions. It's all completely free. New episode every day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.